He was young. So he got this book, and we started talking to those people. You need to read this book. I think it's really interesting. It's different. Are you open-minded? Yes, sir. And I read it by Dr. Horowitz. Okay? And I got a chance to talk to him and said, thank you for doing the research. Now, he's kind of strange. Okay? I'm telling you, he's kind of strange. But you know what? Yeshua was very strange. And very distinct. I mean, in a good way. You know? So, what I did, I went back and verified everything. Also, Joseph Pulero, and also the research by some of the greatest scientists, Tesla. You know, I've been reading this stuff for a while. Am I an expert in any one of these things? No. But I want to share what I've found, okay? Now, if there are musicians here, if there are doctors here, if there are acupuncturists here, if there's people with those natural signs, you will know that I'm not saying it's true. Okay? Now, if he's a regular doctor, he just goes to medical school and listens to what the medical books tells you, you think I'm crazy. Okay? And they sing the son of Moses, the servant of Elohim, and the son of the Lamb. Great and marvelous are your ways of the Lamb of Him, Almighty. Okay? Now, what's interesting is that if there are 144,000 are going to sing a song, right? Then the question is, first of all, which song of Moses? We know it's the song of the Lamb. It's in the book of Revelation, tells you. But which song of Moses? There are two. There's Deuteronomy 32, and there's Exodus 15. Which one's it going to be? Well, I believe it's Deuteronomy 32. Kevin is in the temple, they used to say Deuteronomy 32 in the morning and Exodus 15 in the afternoon. So they did used to sing those songs, those songs every day in the temple. Now, what's interesting is the word song there. Now, the word song there is a chant. A chant. And when I went right into the Greek, I figured, well, if this is true, then the song they will sing has to be somewhere similar to what was happening at the temple service. So when I went right into the word song that they will sing here in Revelation 15, it told me in which mode they will do it. Not in scale, but in which mode. Have you ever heard of the Gregorian chants? Have you ever wondered why everybody, every time they sing the Gregorian chants, they are always selling out? That frequency, Gregorian chanting. The Catholic Church have a huge, nice choir of Gregorian chanting. They use a mode of music that they took from the temple. I believe they took from the temple service. Okay, classical music, the original classical music, Beethoven, Bach, all those guys, they use the solfeggio, the ancient mode. I'm using the right language, right? So, help me out, because I'm not a musician, and I don't want to do the wrong thing. It's a mode, it's not a scale. I got to correct that. If you see my original teaching, I used to say scare on a musician, help me out. So I was wrong and I got checked. Okay? Because that way it was on, I had no idea what the heck I'm talking about. So anyway, so now what happens is, it says in a Hebrew, a chant, general term from the word song, about 15 to 15, the notes, especially a religious metrical composition, a what Hebrew? A Hebrew cantillation. Wait a minute, that means that that proves from the book of Revelation that Hebrew will be a prominent language spoken in the time of the Great Tribulation. Because 144,000 are going to be singing that song, not just singing, but in a chanting motion, in a chanting mode. That completely changes everything. And in order for you to understand this particular chanting, you got to go back to the temple service. Because the book of Revelation speaks about the 24 elders, right? There were 24 priestly courses in it. Okay? So you know that music was accompanied with the temple service. So you have to go back. And that's what we're going to try to investigate. Songs. The songs means a piece of music, a sacred ode. Okay? A chant. I'm going to go over some of these, okay? I'm going to go over. I want to go right to the point. Now, let me tell you what happened in the temple so you get an idea how significant it is. Do you think it's a coincidence that all of a sudden I'm teaching about the temple and the tabernacle and everybody's interested? All the teachers are teaching about restoration, going back to the ancient path, right? How long have you been following this stuff? Like 30 years? 25 years. And all of a sudden now that you ever imagine, other than the wide world church of God, worldwide, but that a real messianic congregation would be 1,000 people? So there's something happening here. So what we need to do as teachers is forget about being right and begin to follow our role in the kingdom to equip you and to help you and to edify you. So when things go crazy, you know what to do. Would you agree with that? That's what we do as leaders. He's doing it in a local congregation and in the prison ministry. And I'm doing it because my role is to go around and teach. So how can we compare notes to help each other out? How can we help each other out so when you're playing guitar, you understand really what the frequency that is emitting to those chords getting to the people? You got a huge responsibility because you can do the devil's notes that, you know, heavy metal music all use all the time. You know, back in the early 80s, Ozzy Osbourne got, you know, sued because one kid was kept from committing suicide to his music. Well, we can find out physically now, scientifically, that it's true. You put heavy metal, okay, every day for a few days, you get a plant, and you start putting heavy metal every day, 24 hours, and it doesn't take you a week for that plant to die. You take classical music, okay, and you put it every day for a week on this plant over here, it grows and it blossoms. Why is that? Do you think the enemy's trying to confuse? Not only is he trying to confuse the languages, he's trying to steal the original mode of music of the Creator. See? And that's what we're trying to restore. Alright? So in the temple of Sabbath, they used to sing the song 92. But they used to sing it with music. Let me give you a real quick rundown how they used to do it. Okay? They had a priest with a white flag standing on the big altar in the corner. And then they had priests offering the sacrifices. Then they had the whole Levites, all of the Levites in the core, the choir, and the music. Imagine how beautiful it must have been in the courts of Israel. Before I continue, let me tell you that there were miracles in the temple. Okay? A woman never miscarried in the temple courts. A fly was never found in any of the sacrifices in the temple. Come on, that was a slaughterhouse. You know, blood was all over the place. Okay? The cloud would always go up directly to the heavens as a column. It didn't matter how much wind and how much rain, it never dissipated. So when you hear the expression that may our prayers be accepted before your presence as sweet aroma to your nostrils, that's what it's referring to. Somebody was writing, and the Levite was writing that, he said, yeah, just like that cloud up to the heavens, and you hear this, and you smell this, the beautiful smell of the nice barbecue or real nice. You know what I'm talking about. You're a Texan, you know. Okay? Put some nice meat in there, see how that's going. You see what I mean? So that's the whole idea. In the morning service, they used to sing Numbers 28, 9 and 10, Deuteronomy 32. And in the afternoon, they used to sing Exodus 15. So when the priest would grab the meat and he would throw it on the altar, right? There were seven guys for the daily man. Seven priests go up to the altar, they had to toss it on the fire. They couldn't miss. If they did, it would not be official. And then at that moment when the smoke would go up, the guy who's standing with the white flag on the altar will bring it down, and at that moment they begin to sing the songs of the day, and they will begin to sing the songs of that day in a classic fashion, in a particular mode of music that we no longer understand. I believe the Catholic Church stole it from us. This is why in the Catholic Church back all the way to the 50s, they were only singing in the Gregorian chanting in Latin. And then they decided to do it in everybody's language, and now they're going back to the Latin. You understand what I'm talking about? The former Catholics, you know what I'm talking about. So, I've never heard a Catholic song. Now, acrostic song, Psalm 119. You can find that because it's made up of 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet, but every 8 verses. If you go to your Bibles, you see it. 1 through 8, a letter on top, Aleph. In the Hebrew, each verse begins with the Aleph. Okay, verse 9 through the next 8 verses, Bet, and so on and so forth. Okay? The songs of the green, the Levite will sing these songs on the 15 steps of the entrance to the altar during Herod's temple. One song per step at a higher note, also known as the Psalms of Ascent. Why were they doing that? They were doing that because they were trying to teach you that when you come to the altar and you're bringing up the offering, that you have to basically go up and aliyah, go up to the presence, and you have to learn how to go up to his presence. So they will teach it to you through songs. And then the songs through music, raising up and up every time you go up, and then go over and over and over. You with me? It's very interesting. How they did it, I don't know. I wish I would calm down right now because it would be a beautiful thing to hear. Can you imagine that? Going into the house of Yahweh, and all of a sudden there's music that is penetrating your soul. I was reading in the Chumash in the Talmud the other day about this, and they were saying that if a person will come in this morning, okay, if you go into the temple, you have to go to the right, but if you were mourning, you went to the left. You entered the temple to the left. Okay? And when the Levites will perceive that you came through the left, then they will start singing songs or rejoicing. So by the time you got back to the temple and you brought forth your offering, you can just forget about your mourning for that moment, and the Father will rejoice your heart and make you prepared to come to it. If somebody was arrogant and they perceived it, they had a very strong sense of discernment, that the Levites immediately will start playing songs that will basically penetrate the deepest parts of their hearts and bring them to repentance. And then who? Then you want to be something? All right, now, the Psalms, Hallel Psalms, 113 through 118, Passover, Pentecost, and Tabernacles. Now, why am I covering this before I want to go to the nitty-gritty? Because if I go to the research that I have, you're going to think I'm an evangelist. Because that's the attitude that we've learned from the background we've come from. But if I show you that music in the Bible is very prevalent, that there were frequencies that we don't quite understand, that the enemy, you know, like says, what's it called again? The skulls and bones, and what's it called? The societies? Those other ones. Knight Templars? That's more true than you know. That's more true than you know. And all that stuff was taken over to Rome, and they've been preserving. And if you go back and you listen to, you go back to the Queen of England, she's like, I'm an advantage, you know that. Supposed to be funny, people. Come on now. Do you wonder why she never dies? Because she doesn't go to regular doctors. She goes through frequency. She goes through the stuff. They don't eat what you eat. I don't go to a regular doctor. I do not like doctors. Only when I have to. I'm not saying they're not good for you. I just only when I have to. Okay? I go to a computerized friend of mine in Colorado who has a computer called the biofeedback machine. And basically, I sit on the biofeedback and it measures every frequency in my body of every organ. In other words, if my kidney is, let's say, normal frequency, here's the number right now, it's 500, and I get to him and it's only 200, it means that it's preventing me from getting sick in the future. When you get to the doctor, you're already sick. They're going to give you a short-term thing to keep you alive a little more, to get more money from you. But this doesn't do that. They put you in the machine. It's expensive. It's worth it. It's preventive medicine. In other words, he put me in there, and then he measures every little frequency, everything that's going on. He even knows everything that I've done in my past, as a matter of fact. When I want to get treated, when I can't go in person, I send him a drop of blood. My blood has frequency. Let's get into the frequencies. Okay. My blood has frequency. By the way, do you know what one drop of your blood, Yahweh can reclaim you? Yeah. And the blood doesn't die. Yeah. The Bible says that the life is in the blood, right? In English, in Hebrew, you know it doesn't say that. And Hebrew says, the nefesh, the soul is in the blood. That means that one drop of blood, they can see and they know exactly what is wrong with you. Every sickness and even your background. And they can renew you again. Try that. Yahweh can do a lot of things. So you can find blood, dry blood, for years. You put it on the water, so distilled water, and it comes back up. The blood that it has. Isn't that cool? So what's interesting is that now when I go and get the machine, I can't go, I send him a drop of blood. He measures the frequency, and then he puts it through the machine, and he tells me, Rico, this is what you need to work on, this is what you need to lay off of, this is what you need to eat, these are the herbs that you need to complement with what you when you diet to maintain the frequency. You just can't buy any herb anywhere. You gotta make sure you buy the good ones. What he does, he takes everything in my body, what I like, what I need. I drink structured water. I don't drink regular water. Some of the water is acidic. The more acidic your body is, the more you die. Faster you die. Okay? So therefore, if you are alkaline, cancer cannot survive in your body. Now what's interesting is that when McDonald's and Burger King, the apostles didn't drink that. They didn't eat that, right? Would you agree with me? There will not be McDonald's in every corner in the kingdom, sorry. Man, you guys are rough today. It must be really tired. So what's peculiar is that once you understand what he's trying to do through music, through healthy eating, why does Yahweh want you to eat kosher? Because he wants you to go back to the original diet so he can prepare you in the time of trouble. So when the world's immune system target. You know what I'm saying? So what happens is, he wants you to be healthy, not because he wants to mess with your stomach. He wants you to be healthy because when the whole world is in chaos, you know how to survive. And then everybody's going to go, wait a minute, how come you're not dying? My Elohim, Yahweh, the Lord of hosts, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he taught me a scripture to go back to the beginning. So everybody's driving a flash, you're just walking around, and then you'll be a witness. Trust me. You don't need to be a teacher through the Great Tribulation to be a witness. People will follow you because they're going to know, if you're not helping when everybody dying, teach me what you're doing. Okay? So in the Psalms, in the temple, music was prevalent. Now what's interesting is music is very important for any. Have you ever heard of Angry? How many of you have heard of Anthony Robbins? I used to be a baseball player. I used to buy his stuff and listen to it all the time. He's a motivational speaker, okay? And he talked about angry. How many of you, when you hear a song and you go through the darkest time in your life, and then that becomes an anger? 15 years, 30 years later, you can hear the same song, and he puts you in the spot where you were, and you remember exactly what happened. Like the other day, I'm going in the car with my son, and there was a TV, radio station playing everything from the 80s when I was in high school. And then in college, when I was a really good ball player, I'm like, hey, man, I was so happy. It reminded me of those great memories of high school when I was successful in baseball. And then I heard a song when I was a professional and I was in my worst slump. Talk about going from here to there. It's anger. So how about if Yahweh is trying to, through his music, through his words, through his language, trying to anchor within you complete happiness all the time? Through the frequency of the Creator. Is this making sense to you?
Yeah.
Alright, so now, I gotta move from this stuff because I submit to you, these are the Psalms of the week. First day, 24. Second day, 48. Third day, 82. Fourth day, 94. Fifth day, 81. Sixth day, 93. And Sabbath is 92. You can download this document from my website for free. So if you don't get it, it's okay. I'll give it to you. Go to my website, wisdomintoward.com, and you can download it. Okay? You can have it. You can teach it. You can do whatever you want. You don't even have to give me credit. Just teach the people to be ready to hear the frequency of our Creator. That's what you want to hear. Okay? Now, I don't have to do this. How many know who taught this to us? If you really want to know about everything that's going around your cell phone, even. It wasn't even, whatever it was. What's his name? Edison? Electricity? He invented that. It was Tesla and Marconi working for Edison. Edison took the credit. Now, Marconi, and he didn't even know what. Tesla's one of the greatest scientists in the last 300 years, and he died penniless because the government took every patent he did. So everything you have around you right now, thank him. Back in the early 1900s, supposedly an asteroid hit Russia. Have you ever heard about that? Do you know that it was not an asteroid? They never found it. It was Tesla playing around with some of his technology. It bounced off of the hemisphere here, came back, and went down to Russia. It was this guy. Scary stuff. When I found that, that makes sense. He can hold a light bulb and it will turn, go light. He understood frequency, man. This technology is good enough for you. Do you know that we have free energy? There's such thing as free energy right now. The government says, we don't need oil. By the way, this technology is called Brown's gas. Okay, then you mix the oil with a little bit of the water and put it in your engine, you can go instead of 50 miles per gallon, 250 miles per gallon. $250, you put it in your car, easy, it doesn't mess up your engine. They don't want you to know about that. So anyway, Tesla, he said, he's not one of the great scientists of the last 200 years, said, if people would know the power of the 3, 6, and 9s in frequency and tone, I need you to pay attention to this, because really, this is the core essence to set up the last slide, okay? So we're going to go through a whole bunch of slides here really quickly, so bear with me. Now, 3, 6, and 9s. That's what it is right here. This is a frequency. Don't ask me to go into much detail. I only know on the surface. All I know was when I taught in South America and Costa Rica, some lady forced her husband to go. I didn't know he was like some genius on frequency. And she heard about the topic, she said, you need to go. He didn't believe anything. So he shows up, he's got this long face like this, your guy. And I start talking to them, I say, guys, I'm not an expert, I'm going to show you the information that I got. Okay, after about 15 minutes, he changes his posture and he's moving like this. And then he raises his hand and he goes, "Excuse me, sir, you know, I've studied this stuff." And then he said, "What this man is saying is correct." And I said, "Well, what do you do?" "Well, this is what I study." And I said, "Will you please stand up and teach for 15 minutes? I literally sat down, let him go off for 20, 15 minutes. He's the expert. Thank you for having me. From that point on, I knew that I was on the right track, but I'm still learning how to do it. Now, watch this. You have ut, re, mi, fa, sol, la. You all know that. But now it's do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, right? Well, you see, they changed it from ut to do. They added do to do at the end, and they added ti also. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. Ti in reference to the top. Okay, so even the Catholic Church, they changed the word music. No wonder the world's in chaos. You know, so what's interesting is, watch this, it's very clear. You have 396 equals 9, right? You go 417, 4 plus 7 is what? Plus 4 plus 7 is what? Plus 1 is what? Now, 12, 1 plus 2 is what? So you take it to the lowest denominator. And then you have 528, 15, right? 1 plus 5 is 6. Fa, check it out. Same numbers inverted. Then you have re and sol, same numbers inverted. Then you have mi, and then you have la, same numbers inverted. Now don't ask me about notes and octaves. I'm not a musician. Now you can really play with some of this stuff. If you really start going back to some of this modern music, imagine what you can do in your worship, man. See, by the way, people are playing with this stuff. They're really going and finding out. I have music on my computer, not this one, the other computer, that is called the solfeggio. And you can hear the synthesizer tuned in at this particular frequency. And it sounds kind of weird, but it's the most soothing thing. That's what I study with. When I want to study, I study to this stuff all over. I study to the Psalms, or I study to the Hebrew. I put the Hebrew being spoken, you know, like this, the whole Bible, some guy reads it, and I just listen to that when I'm studying. I want everything to surround me, be holy. Okay? The frequency. Now check this out. It says, the table shows the increasing frequencies encoded in modern Torahs in the Bibles. This particular code is in your Bibles in Numbers chapter 7, beginning in verse 12, in the original King James Bible. King James, Freemason. Beethoven, Freemason. How come the Freemasons use the Hebrew? Something to think about. By the way, I know a friend of mine who's who was a Freemason. He told me some stuff that scared the living daylights out of you. And he says, "I never understood why they took the Hebrew language to do this stuff. There's something within the Hebrew language that would reveal certain secrets that no other language can do." And that's the premise of this teaching. And you have any good time, sir? Okay, now watch this. It says, initially inscripted by Levite priests who translated the original Torah into the Greek Septuagint, these six frequencies apparently possessed extraordinary power, spiritual power. Besides their link to the hymn to St. John the Baptist, right? This is a song, this is a hymn that the Catholic Church used to sing in their worship, in the whole liturgy, that they stopped doing it because some weird things begin to happen. Chanting the hymn of St. John the Baptist, which I've seen it, by the way, and I have heard it. Six lines, they go on each particular frequency emitted by that particular mode of music. Okay? So the Gregorian chanting is based on that. Alright? Now, it says, and their likely association with creative and destructive events, as detailed in the Bible. The third note, me, for miracles is 528. It is the exact frequency used by genetic engineers throughout the world to repair the enemy. How many of you didn't know that? Now, what's interesting here is that I was a baseball scout and I had a gun. You know, I always have to measure the speed of the pitcher all the time. And when the gun would go out of whack, I had a little tuning fork. And I would just have to just hit it and it would be right back. Do you know that all the military hardware, the tanks and all the hardware, you know what frequency they tune them to? To the B frequency. You know? computer engineers, and that this is what they do to repair DNA. How many of you have had a headache and you start listening to classical music? Or you've been depressed and they tell you to listen to classical music? They found in women that were pregnant that you go to, they did some research, and they had a lot of women that were pregnant, and they took them to the zoo where there were dolphins. And they would expose their belly. Remember that the baby's inside of water, and water is a great conductor of frequency. Aren't you one? So they found out that the whole squeaking noise of the dolphin is a frequency that helped the baby develop the capacity of the brain. You know Dominic. You know what happened with me with Dominic? I had candida. We were at candida at one point. I suffered from a lot of stomach problems. I drank like 4 or 5, you know, bottles of water one day, and their friend Dominic, the close of the congregation, he's great at the shofar blast. And I know because of frequencies that just like the shofar blast in the day of Jericho, tumble the walls down, I knew that that frequency has the power to create and to heal. So I told him, will you please blow the shofar on my stomach? This is a personal testimony. It helped me. If you go over there and it doesn't work for you, well, I'm sorry. It just happened to me. My stomach problem was not for that day. I didn't have any more problems. But you have to be hydrated. How many of you, and I'm sorry, I'm going to attack your coffee. Apologize. They did testing tea. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Okay, good. People get upset when I mention coffee. I drank coffee a few times, and I'm so hyper when I have coffee. But when you drink coffee, you need to be electromagnetically charged, and you have a frequency in your body for you to survive. The lower the frequency, you die. It's like a computer. Turn off the switch, it's gone. Okay, your body's the same way. That's why you have to sleep, to recharge your batteries. Get it? So therefore, when you drink a cup of coffee, if, let's say, for example, your normal bodily frequency to be survived is between 80 to 100, then it drops down to like 50. It takes 3 days to go back to the original frequency. So check this out. You drink 3 cups of coffee a day for like 15 years, and then you wonder why you guys exist. Because you're always working at a lower frequency, and then on top of that, you're eating a lot of fats, you're eating a lot of bad things, you're not resting enough, you're not drinking enough water, you're getting this, and then you get sick, so you get a lot of medicine on top of it, you know, to basically cover the problem, not to take it away. Is anybody diabetic here? Anybody here? Okay, I'm going to make a suggestion to you, not to judge, I'm not telling you what to do. Consider eating raw for 6, 7 months, and it'll go away. You know what I'm doing to lose weight? I'm not stopping my diet. I'm eating regularly under, you know, basically the right way. I'm not eating too much. I stop eating after 6 o'clock. You know how difficult that is? Just because my brother Paul Neeson told me, Rico, you teach on the temple. Well, there's sacrifices at night. I said, no. Only the altar was burning. Rico, don't you think that if you stop eating after 6 o'clock, just like the evening sacrifice, that means that the only thing that's burning is the fire within your body, and it's going to burn out the meat that you ate earlier today? And ever since I stopped eating after 6 o'clock at night, I have more energy, I sleep better, and I get less hungry. Now, do I like it? No! By 11 o'clock, I'm looking for something to eat before I go like this. Give me chocolate! The other day, I'm there, you know, Maria, you were there with my wife, and I'm hungry, so I have to eat it out of care. It's not the same thing with drinking something that you really want. You see, what we need is what we're supposed to get, not what we want. Okay, I'm trying to set the foundation for this. I got a lot of information. Now, in Numbers chapter 7, beginning in verse 2, I'm only going to give you the three numbers. 396, 417, 528. Now, you guys want to be, you guys want to be. Listen, all I'm asking you is to reconsider the way we've done things. I know right now we're asking for too much. First, the name. You mean it's not Jesus? No, it's not. You mean it's not Jehovah? It's not that? No, it's not. It's Yahweh. You mean it's not Christmas? No, it's not. You missed it only the New Testament? No, it's not. And now I gotta just take my food. That was my coffee, you crazy! You know, I love donuts. I see the donuts, I go crazy. I go, tum, tum. That's as far as he goes, man. Because my wife is way too good looking for me to die younger. You know, I don't want to die young. I want to be around. I want to grow old with my wife. I enjoy my kids and my grandkids. You understand? See? My father was 74 when he died. He died of candida. He didn't know. All the symptoms were there. My father died, and the doctor, we have no clue. I asked him, do you know what candida is? He said, no. He gave us so much medicine that he cannot even recuperate. His body cannot function. If I would have known that then, so I decided to change. And the doctor, my friend, who lives in Colorado, he told me, when I went to him, he goes, you need to change now. Why? Because if you don't change that, you're never going to live to 60. Because your candida is so advanced that your body's only eating sugar, and then you're going to become a diabetic, and then you're going to get all kinds of problems. You can develop up to leukemia, in my case. Because it's preventive. See, do you know you even have an internal age? Have you ever wondered why some people, they're like 40, they look like 70? Well, guess what? I told him, what is my age? And sadly, he was 52, I was 40. And I go, okay, I'm 40 now, and but inside I'm 52. When I'm 50, that means I'm 62. When I'm 60, I'm not going to live very long. You see what I mean? People only look at the outside, they look at the inside. So therefore, I asked him, he's 60 something years old. I asked him, what is your internal age? He goes, 27. And this is a guy who had terminal cancer. Completely cured. The doctor gave up on him. He says, why do you keep coming to see me? He doesn't get sick anymore. It's a free convention. You look at me, he looks like a 45-year-old guy. He's 60. But it takes a lot of effort. And in his case, he had to be scared by the, deadly sickness in order to change. You know, I'm learning these things because I want you to be healthy. I want to be healthy. Is it easy? Absolutely not. But we want to do it because we love Yahweh. We want to be around for our family members. Are you with me? All right, so now, let's go to chapter 7. I'm going to go really quickly because I want to get to the other stuff. But if you begin in verse 12 in the King James Bible, okay, remember, the Bible, there were no chapters and verses. That only came later on, think of the Geneva Bible and the King James Bible. Okay, so what they did, they hid the encryption in the verses, beginning in verse 12, and then you count six verses, right? You got 12, and you take it to the lowest denominator, you get 3. Verse 18, you get 9. Verse 24, you get 6. I used to, when I teach Torah, I used to jump over chapter 7. It's the longest chapter in the Torah. And it's just a boring chapter because it tells you the 12 tribes are bringing an offering, and it's the same offering for every tribe, and you repeat the same thing every six verses. So people jump over it. Now I take 3 hours to teach a magic. Because there, so some of the translators, the Septuagint, they put basically, they scripted into the text, in the chapters and verses, something significant. Okay, are you with me? Don't, if you go back and look it up, that's fine. What are those things? Just keep going. All right. Do what I give you. No. Okay. If you go to verse 12 in the King James Bible, you begin counting every six verses, 12, 16, 24, 30, all the way to the end. You're going to get, if you take it to the lowest denominator, you go 396, 396, 396, 396. If you go to the next, instead of 12, you go 13, then you go 19, you go 25, right? Then you get 417, 417, 417, 417. If you go to verse 14, then you go to verse 20, and then you go to verse 26, then you go to verse, then you're going to get 2, 8, 2, what? You're going to get 5, 2, 8, 5, 2, 8, 5, 2, 8. Are you with me? That's what you do. So it's only happening there in that chapter. Okay, so there's something that somebody was trying to tell us. Now, this is not my research. This is from Joseph Polel. Okay? Now, what's really significant is if you read his book, don't be writing me emails. I know he comes with some weird stuff, but this particular thing is pretty interesting. I went to this Lake City. Lake City, I got invited. You know why I got invited to Lake City? You know, I always keep saying to you guys, make sure that you research everything and don't believe me. Well, one lady there decided to do that. She thought it was an incredible thing, and I don't believe it. So she did research for 6 months on this particular topic. The notes that she gave me is this thick, and I only have this much. She actually made me a better teacher. She gave it to me. This, are you here because what we found was true, so therefore we want to hear it. But you already did the research. You know more about it than I do. That's not the point. The point is that the information was correct. See, so you find more out there if you really want to study. Definitions. Did you know that every single one of those has a meaning about what it does to your body? Ut, re, mi, fa, sol, la. In the ancient Webster's Dictionary, I did this and it took me 3 hours. Because it's about hidden entries and grammar. Okay, the modern Webster's Dictionary, you're not going to find it. You got to go back to the 1800s. Okay, and I had a friend of mine who had a 1905. And I start going through this, then you have to look for them. Sometimes you also have a reference from the Bible dictionary. Right? Definitions of tongues in the Latin solfeggio, including hidden entries from the Webster's Dictionary. Webster's? Freemason. Ut is the syllable sung in the notes in the medieval canon of St. John the Baptist, but what it means is this. The entire scale of range, the gamut of dramatic emotion from grief to joy. So therefore, when you read the Bible, that David was saying, and he would turn his mourning into gladness, right? Because they were playing in a particular mode of music, and you musician, you know what I'm talking about, that you play a particular note, and you see the reaction of people. And because they get all happy, you keep going to that note. Okay? It can turn you from grief to joy, just like that. Let's go to the next one. Re. Resonare fibris. These Spanish do have some advantages sometimes in regards to Latin. That's what Spanish comes from anyway. Alright, it says action in answer or intended to undo a situation or the performance of a new action brings back an earlier state of affairs. Did you understand that? In other words, if you play music at that particular frequency, then you desire to go back to the beginning. To a beginning, like when you hear music that you heard in the early 80s that reminded you of a great state in your life. You want to go back to that place. That's why when you do worship and you find yourself really, really enjoying the worship, it puts you back in a very, very, very happy position. 20 years later, you hear the same worship song, and you just... How many of you here, like the song I heard yesterday when I was teaching, before I went on to teach you? You are holy, you are righteous, and you're... Man, when he started singing, and the voice, the frequency of his voice, I stood up. It's like I was just sitting looking at some stuff. When I heard, and I heard the words, ooh, I stood up right away, and raised up my hands, because you see, there was something resonating to my body, and his heart, emitting that frequency. Are you with me? All right. Now, miracle. This is an extraordinary occurrence that surpasses all known human powers and natural forces. It is ascribed to a divine or supernatural cause, especially to God. This is what they use for. Genetical engineers use it for what? For the restoration of your DNA. Repairing your DNA. Interesting stuff, isn't it? How many of you never heard this? Good. Five. It's called a particular chosen group. It doesn't say 144,000, I put them. But Fa, it serves a servant or attendant, especially a scholar or a magician. That's the definition. It says a particular chosen group. Would you agree that 144,000 are a particular chosen group? You heard of the devil's tongue, right? Devil's tongue? Have you ever heard of that? I heard that from a musician. A piano player heard me do this. It was a classically playing. Trained piano player. He heard me talk about this. He goes, hey, I can play that on piano. In the middle of the teaching, they had a piano next door. So he took a mic, the wireless, and he went over and he started playing it. Oh my God, when he got to that, it got really dark. The other ones got really, real happy and stuff. You can see it, you can hear it. I've heard Deuteronomy 32, a gentleman playing it on the keyboard. He figured out a way using an ancient way of doing it by some lady, I forgot her name right now. But he started playing, and when it says Yahweh, and it's talking about a blessing, the tone of the keyboard changes to a higher note, like happiness. But when he's bringing judgment, you can sense it in the music. So if the scientist says that Adam, basically, when he was woken up in the morning, he was woken up by the music of light. They can see the stars in color back. They have a canopy on the earth. It was water. So therefore, when Yahweh would speak, and in the Hebrew language has the power to create, that when there was light, there's a resonance. In other words, the rabbis and the scientists believe, the ones who believe in the new creation, they believe that the heavens were created not by words, but by music. In other words, that they were chanting creation. This is powerful. Because music is prevalent in worship. worship in the heavenly realm.
Yeah.
Isn't it all about worship?
Yeah.
So imagine this. Do you wonder why the universe keeps expanding? Because when Yahweh says, let there be God, like 6,000 years ago, according to our way of calculating, right? But he's outside of time. That's still resonating through the universe, in words. Do you wonder sometimes that there are all like galaxies being created at the moment that stars are exploding and new ones and all that stuff? For the first time in the history of mankind, there was a Jewish person, I know they're an astronaut, they went to the moon. Okay? And there they read the Bible. This is what they said. They read it in English, but that's cool. But then there was a Jewish guy who went to the heavens. Not a guy born in the States, but a Jewish guy, a real Jewish guy, who took a little copy of the Psalms and he quoted the Shema and he read from the Psalms in Hebrew. That's the guy who died in heaven, you know? He died in the crash. I wonder why. He died right over Palestine, Texas. Palestine, Texas. When I saw that, I'm thinking, I wonder what that Jew guy did up there to really get upset the enemy. I found out later he read from the Psalms, he quoted the Shema, he ate kosher for the first time ever in the heavenly realm, not in the earthly realm. So when you say Shema, Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, get the phrase? Adonai Echad. If he sung that in the space for the first time, he declared, a human being, the son of Adam, the descendant of Adam, declared for the first time in history in the Hebrew language, that Yahweh is Elohim and Yahweh is one. Blessed be his name forever and ever. For the first time in humankind, a human being, not any angel or whatever, a human being, other than Yeshua, who came out and took the form of man, talking about your being, went into the heavenly realm and proclaimed the authority of Yahweh, not only in the earth, but also in the heavenly realms. Something to think about. Power of words. In Judaism, they teach you that if somebody speaks evil against you, it's as if you murder them. They also tell you that if you teach Torah to somebody, this is my motivation. But I tell you, when I read this stuff, I go, wow, that's my heart. It's as if you created him. Why? Because you, in reality, you are doing that, even though you're not. You know what I mean? You go and bring somebody from the realm of death into the realm of life because of the words of the Torah, which are sweet through your mouth, is penetrating to his heart. We created a circumcised heart. Now he's obeying, obeying, and obeying, and obeying, creating a continual resonating obedience, walking always in the will of the Father. Isn't it making sense? It's not just saying you love God. It's proclaiming why the Hebrew language. Because the Hebrew language is a language of creation. Can you imagine hearing the voice of Yahweh? Do you think it's coincidence that the miracles are not so prevalent now as they were before? Honestly, how come more people get healed out there in Africa and some of the third world countries than here? I mean, you don't have a McDonald's or 7-Eleven. I mean, those people are not going to eat raw, whatever they can get. They don't drink Coke. They drink water. You understand what I mean? So could they be a little bit more in tune, not because they're holier than you, but because their body's a little bit more of a vessel? It's not as dirty, it's not as unclean. But we know we have so many toxins in our bodies, it's ridiculous. So now he's bringing us back to his music, to his language, to his Torah, and slowly but surely we are beginning to let go of the way we eat. And now we're changing our ways. And we're beginning to, all of a sudden, we're not eating to McDonald's all the time. To me, that's no longer kosher. Yeah, it tastes good once in a while, but I don't even eat it. Because I want to live a long time. If you eat a McDonald's, well, good luck. That's fine. I don't recommend it anymore. Solvent. Sol gluten. Check this out. Remember, ut re mi fa sol? Sol there means to find an answer, an explanation for, clear up, explain, to solve a mystery, a puzzle, to work out an answer or a solution, a mathematical problem, listen to this, cleansing with water or a liquid, especially a religious ritual. What does music have to do with a mikvah, with a baptism? How many of you have never seen these definitions? Each single one of them has a meaning, something that does to your body. So what's solving a problem? What mikvah, when you immerse, you're going from clean to clean, from old to new. Are you solving your problem when you do a mikvah and you have a confession of faith that Yeshua is your Messiah? Yes, you're not going to die eternally. Okay? La, ut fa u, ut re mi fa sol la, pertaining to it, a reverse movement or tendency, an action in a reverse direction or manner, a movement towards extreme political conservatism. How about you? Let me ask you a question. Do you believe that following the Torah is a return to an earlier system and order of affairs?
Yeah.
Is that completely conservative? Follow the Torah is a lot more conservative than what we live. Try to be an intellectual about a week, recognize. A little one's mom, bro. They go to the bathroom on Friday night. You gotta go to the bathroom, take care of business. And if it's roll, they don't know what they're gonna do. They have to break up the squares because if they pull on the roll, there's work. Give me a break, I gotta go to the bathroom. I don't think the Lord's gonna punish me because I just did like this to the roll. Using your tuning forks. I hope this makes sense to you guys. I don't have time to read the whole thing, but let me read the middle one, okay? Tuning forks, by the way, I've got a treat. How many of you get a lot of headaches here? Headaches. How many of you get a lot of headaches? Headaches. Headaches. Aches. Headaches. Not headaches. Headaches. How many of you? Show me. How much water do you guys drink a day? How much, I know my English is not that bad. How much water did you guys drink today? How many were getting ounces a day? But then again, you have to consider, I took a glass of water from the hotel, this water, I would rather just drink. My Lord, it's even worse. This is beyond chlorine, bro. I'll tell you, it tastes like dirt. Yeah. Now imagine this. You come from work, you're really tired. It's Texas in the middle of the summer, 105 degrees or whatever, right? And all of the here's where you live. Okay, so all of a sudden you're tired and you want to give your wife a hug. Honey, come here! Well, take a shot. And then you feel what? You feel refreshed because you just became hydrated. What if I tell you how many of you sing in the shower? I didn't say how many sing good in the shower. Did you know that? You're going to think I'm crazy, okay? But did you know that a lot of my teachings have come from when I'm in the shower? Because I begin to start singing unto Him. And I do Hebrew blessings when I'm in the shower. And I begin to sing and talking to my King in the shower. You see, it's my time. Nobody bothers me. I'm right there. And then there's water. And I live in Puerto Rico. We have some well water that's pretty pure. So now I'm becoming hydrated, pure water, who's resonating. And I begin to say Hebrew prayers and I'm singing in Hebrew, right? And all of a sudden now that resonating is going right into my core, into myself. Because they found out that your DNA strand is not surrounded by proteins but by water molecules. They actually know now that the nerves, they no longer really move on heat. It's on frequency. Am I right? Correct me if I'm wrong. And if there's an expert in any of the areas, feel free to stand up and say whatever. As long as I have to do with that, okay? Because I want you to help me understand that I'm on the right track, okay? I teach this all over the world. I want to make sure that I'm not on point because it is our credibility. Okay? So, tuning forks provides instantaneous deep state relaxation, improves mental clarity and brain functioning, increases your level of physical energy and mental concentration. Release stress by drawing your body into a center space. Develops and refines your psychic abilities. Enhances massage, acupressure, dream work, and meditation. Now, don't be afraid by the word meditation. You can be sitting like that and meditate on the Lord. As the Bible says, meditate on His Torah day and night. It says, bring your nervous system into balance. Integrate left and right brain and thought patterns. You are an acupuncturist. You know this is true. Right. We used to think the Chinese were nuts because they used to do tea, acupuncture, all kinds of weird things. Now, we actually depend on them to teach us certain things. I mean, listen, don't be so close-minded to things that we don't understand. Let's examine and study things. Right now, if we get sick, it's because we honestly just don't want to take care of ourselves. Now, I understand that we're still dealing with things from our past, and we understand that we created bad habits. We have issues. I have issues. I got a bad hair. Okay, I got to take care of it. That's the real thing. But I'm doing something about it. You see, understand? So if we don't change our ways, then how can God keep blessing us? And I'm telling you, it's not easy to teach 3 hours on the bad hip, that your hip and your socket is like this. There's no space in between. Try that every day for 15 days, 2 or 3 hours a day. It's not a piece of cake. But I have to change. Because he wants to keep us healthy. Especially tunes, certain proportions, sacred proportions. You sit inside the space behind two different sounds together, making the noise. This is what it looks like. This is the solfeggio, body tuners, in the ultra mi fa sol la. Okay? So if you buy them, you don't have to be a new agent, please. Get that out of your mind. You're studying something that is scientific. You can go to that website or wherever you look for some solfeggio body tuner and just buy the, if that's what you want. Okay? Now, the colors, ancient solfeggio tuning forks in color. Oud is red, red, orange is red, and mi is gold, and it deals with that. You can find them at www.lightwithin.com, sound imaging, what all that stuff. Okay? Now, this is what the Eastern's Bible Commentary Dictionary says. This is the Eastern's 1897 Bible Dictionary. Remember the definitions that I gave you about the solfeggio? Now I'm going to give you a Bible dictionary written back in the 1800s. How come you don't find it in the early dictionary, and now this one, 21st century? You don't find this in my now. Dictionaries right now. What is the meaning behind the solfa syllables in the universal frequencies? Ut, preparatory tone to prepare the body, the soul, the spirit to receive the next 5 tones. Re, tone to begin resonant with divine, be sound and balanced frequency. This is from a Bible dictionary in the 1800s. Says, me, tone to begin healing and extraordinary miracles. Okay, fa, tone to seek out limitations imposed upon us. Soul, tone to loosen, release, unbind, untie, open free. So if you're a worship leader, consider this tone and this mode of music. It has the kind of influence you can have in everything you play, so you can loosen some devil from somebody's heart and life. Because that's what, listen, you cannot go on the temple courts in Jerusalem and not just be in awe of Yahweh when you hear the frequency there. Not even one fly in any of the meat in the altar. Come on, people. I go to Puerto Rico, I buy a sandwich, I sit in a chair, and I unpack it like this, and within 2 seconds, there's a fly out. In Jerusalem, they didn't have la. Tone to open the vocal cords, release the lips. Okay? These are the doctrinal. Look at it. Hexagonal shape. Do you know the scientists have proven that acidic water is not hexagonal? It's pentagonal. And they say that the more pentagonal the water is, you know, the more water that you drink, you become acidic. By the way, you know the penta water they're saying? Penta water? That's actually acidic. I was very devastated. I was spending all kinds of money on it. I thought it was supposed to be good. Penta water is called penta water. It's actually acidic. Now, Fiji, it's actually Fuji or whatever it is. It's neutral. It's 7.0. You know? You know that water, vitamin, whatever it is, like Gatorade, but it's mineral water? Oh my God, that's like acid. I stopped drinking it. Vitamin water. It's poison. I didn't know. We put whatever, you know, I have this kid in my house. How many of you have a pH stripped on it? I sadly submit you go to a health food store and you buy a pH strips. You can do it in the morning through urine or through in your mouth and saliva. Okay, it tells you what is your pH balance. Okay? That way you know. If you are below 6.8 or 7.0, please stop drinking coffee, stop drinking soft drinks, stop drinking lots of water. Okay? So therefore, if you drink hexagonal shaped water, pure water, then you become hydrated, then you're no longer going to have a headache. So when you get a headache, headache. You drink water, don't drink any Advil. Drink water. Immediately start getting water in your system, it'll go away, trust me. But we want the quick fix. We take the Advil, the pain goes away, but you're still dehydrated. Then how can we come before the Lord up here? No energy, we have no way to relax because we're tense. Well, the body's basically worked with the body. It's interesting. The body of water in the world is what? 70 to 80% of the world mass is water. Correct? Your body is the same way. The surface of the earth. Right? We are the same way. We are also water. It's the same principle. Yes. So now, you see this? Ut, 396. How many sides? Red. Me. So what he did, he took a drop of water, he froze it, and then he began to play that frequency of ut and me and fa, whatever it is there, and then he left it there for a while, and then he took that piece of, that little drop of water, and he froze it, then he put it under a microscope, and then when it began to melt, it took a big crystals. It looked like it's got hexagonal shape. Exactly what your DNA has. So, do you think it's interesting that you go to an airport, you can buy a bottle of water for $3.50? Well, in your room, you have a bottle of water. $3.35, $3.50 for a bottle like this. But then you go to 7-Eleven, you can get a big gulp for 99 cents. Remember what I told you. Remember this. I'm not a prophet, because all the prophets die in the Bible, okay? But I really believe the next war, the next big war in this world, will be over water, not oil. That's right, we can't drink oil. This is a water ionizer by Regency. Lee, I have one of these at home, by the way. This is a technology the Japanese came up with. By the way, if you go to any world in the world, which is the country that has the highest percentage of people living over 100 per capita, is Japan. Interesting. So this particular, I have one of these, it's expensive, but I tell you what, I used to buy cases of water all the time, and I didn't know it was water. It's Central Hills water in Florida, that's just like tap water. They put it in a bottle and sell it to me. Okay? So what I did, I said, you know what? If I start calculating how much I'm paying for a case of water for three or four that I'm drinking a week, so what if I just take that money and invest it on a nice filter? By the way, there's a brother here, if he's still around, I want to introduce you to him. His name is Brother Wilson. He basically is one of the guys who recommended me this. Okay? He's the guy who helped me out with this. So I drink alkaline water every day. All day. Okay? When I travel, I use what is called aerobic 7. How many of you know what that is? Aerobic 7, which is a little bottle left in my room that is oxygen. When I go in, I put it into the water, like 5 or 10 drops, and then you don't move it with anything, with a fork or anything like that, with metal, just shake it around. You drink it, that oxygenation water makes it alkaline. If you drink it while you're on the aerobic 7, just put a lot of lemon in there. The lemon makes it alkaline, it doesn't make it acidic, isn't that amazing? Cayenne pepper makes your body alkaline. Yeah, that's why Mexicans live forever, man. All the chili and stuff. I didn't like any of that stuff, but yes, ma'am?
Barley green.
Barley green. It's green.
Yeah, it's green.
Yeah. It's all there. Everything's there. The green stuff is all good. Why is it the animals that we eat that are kosher that are only eating grass? Grass is green. How come it's green? Because of chlorophyll. Chlorophyll. How come Yahweh says do not kill the animal with trauma? In other words, kill it kosher. Why do you do it that way? Because as soon as you inflict trauma on an animal, it releases toxins, it goes to the bloodstream, and ruins the meat. So you can have a cow hit by a car and it dies, even though the cow in itself is a kosher animal to eat, but when you hit it with a car, it's no longer kosher. It's not longer kosher. You can't eat it. Why? Because it ruins the meat. Because the blood is all defiled. If only you eat the grass, then the animal is kosher. We eat meat in the States that they feed it, even brains from all the animals. They brains and brains and all that. They give them hormones. You know how difficult it is for us to eat nowadays? I have to go get send my meat to be bought. bought someplace else, and they ship it overnight, and the whole thing. And I have to keep it around because I don't want it. Every time I eat red meat in the United States, I get a stomach ache. I go to Europe and Israel, no problems. South America, no problems. Here, stomach problems. Because the South American people never even dream of putting some crazy stuff in there. You know what I mean? No, but we want things quick. Isn't that what we wanted the whole time? We want things quick. We want things now. We want things quick. We want things now. 7-Eleven mentality. Yes, sir. So here we are eating some ham. Again, I love the meat that went wrong. So you know that we're in trouble. We are a community in chaos. So anyway, this teaching really has nothing to do with theology right now. I'm just trying to show you the technology that Yahweh has established and the enemy has stolen. And that now I believe that we should come back and not only learn the Hebrew language because it has power to create, but also everything around us is trying to let us know. Like Brad said, creation calls. Creation calls. Did you know they found out that the animals in Puerto Rico, we have what is called a coqui. Coqui is like a little bitty frog that when you remove it from the island, it dies. It cannot survive in any other place in the world. It's amazing. What's really peculiar is that they did a study of all the little critters and all the insects in the morning, when it's kind of quiet and you hear all the noise in Puerto Rico, you can hear it, okay? They found out that the frequency that all those little critters and little insects make all the time is what facilitates the flowers to open up and grow. Interesting. Now we understand when we go to Florida, you go to the Alligator Valley, you hear some weird noises. It sounds weird and kind of scary if you're walking by yourself, but in reality, it's Yahweh's way of letting you know I'm still continuing my creative process with everything that I created. That's powerful. So what if I tell you that a Jew is praying 3 times a day, 24 hours on the hour, hour on the hour. Why? It's 6 o'clock in the morning in New York. In Texas, it's 7 o'clock in the morning. It's the other way around. It's 6 o'clock in the morning in California, right? So then it's 7 o'clock in the morning in New Mexico, 8 o'clock in the morning here, 9 o'clock in the morning in New York, 10 o'clock in the morning right now in Puerto Rico, and so on and so on. Somewhere along the time, there's a Jew waking up doing his morning prayers. And then in the evening, somebody's waking up or somebody's going to sleep. So when somebody's giving their prayer to Shema in the morning in Israel, I'm going to sleep here. And I'm saying to Shema. Could you understand why the enemy's trying so hard to kill the Jewish people? Because if the Hebrew language does have the power to create, then we have a people on the earth who are still preserving that language that are praying 3 times a day. Continuously. To the Father. Not only for Him to be our shield and our protector, but using the language of angels. You missed a great place to say hallelujah. I don't know if you really understood what I was doing. This is powerful because Yahweh is using you to join in with my brother Judah to begin to do the same thing. To proclaim the praises of our Creator. To start calling upon His name. So when you say Yahweh, Yoreh Baveh, or Hallelujah, or Yeshua, you're saying salvation, and it's Hebrew, and it continues to resonate. Man, you guys are tired of us. You know what? I don't know if you understand the role that you're called to in this land today. Yeah, blow the shofar, because when the shofar, how many of you have heard the shofar for the first time, and you begin to cry? How many of you have heard the shofar, and you begin to rebuke you? Hairs, and oof, goosebumps, stuff going on. Blow it, go ahead. Come on, you're gonna fight about it. Let me have it. Let me try it. I better do a better job. Never did it. Pretty good. See the resonance? Yeah. How come you always hear the sound of the trumpet? Because Yahweh wants to let you know my call, my voice is always coming. They heard the voice of the Lord. Now check this out. They not only will your Jupiter, water, iron, and free your emanating tap water and pollute Luke's an acidic, but it goes much further. Take a look at this recent before and after Crystal's photos. Take it back to the model. By the way, I cannot represent this company, and I don't sell these, so I'm not looking for your business. Okay, you don't have to sign up. I'm letting you know, you see, I have nothing to gain. I don't care to represent any of these companies because I'm not looking to make a buck. I want you to invest in your health. I want you to be there to see Messiah come in the clouds. I want you to proclaim his praises when the whole world is going into chaos. You can be healed and whole in the midst of tribulation. That's my only desire for you. Now, here we see tap water, and we hear alkaline water. You're going to notice they will have one thing in common. What is that? It looks like a snowflake, right? Doesn't have six sides all the time, hexagonal. Now here you have a little more on this. I want to go to something else. Linen. We talked about linen the other day, remember? Even materials have frequency. In electronic cellular level, flat cells are highly complementary with human cells, producing a benevolent effect on the human organism. The human cell is capable of completely dissolving a flax cell. Can you believe that? It says, it is interesting that flax threads appear to be the only natural material utilized for internal sutures and surgical settings. Isn't that interesting? Say yes.
Yes.
Scientists have discovered that living fibers reflect light. The light energy aspect of living organisms have been measured by many individuals within the scientific community. Nobel Prize winning Dr. Otto Warberry identified signature frequency numbers on the average human being at 70 to 90. All results with numbers less than 50 were identified as the signature frequency of chronic disease. Any number less than 15 was identified with those having a diagnosed, a curable condition such as cancer. So if you get to zero, you're dead. Okay? I'm sorry? Because every organ has a little, I don't know the whole method of how they do it, but every person, they found out that you got between 70 and 90 of the particular frequency, so you'd be a healthy human being. I don't know the measurement of how they do it, but it's interesting. The measurement of linen fabric measures 5,000 signature frequencies. How do other fabrics compare? Plant fibers like cotton and hemp are not a healing fiber when measuring a signature energy output. They're not bad, but it's not the same as linen, okay? Standard bleach or colored cotton measures 40 units of energy. The good news is that organic unbleached cotton measures 100 units of energy, which is a normal but not a heating fiber. Silk fibers measure 10 units of energy, which will fail to support a health in the human body. Could it be a low number because of its origin? Silk is produced from an unclean insect. Could silk be also used of so many chemicals that it's unhealthy? You see what I mean? I don't know about you, but when I read this stuff, it only makes me realize that Yahweh does exist, and Yahweh is holy, and He is perfect, and He is true. Because everything they do in the Bible used to be linen. Would I love to wear linen all the time? Yes. But I would look so wrinkled every day, it'd be crazy. Man, I'm telling you. Rayon, it measures 15 signature frequency, polyester, acrylic, spandex, lycra, whatever that means, and nylon measures zero and do not reflect light. Pure wool measures 5,000 units of energy. For any individual with desire to be well, the best recommendation for the instructions in the Holy Scripture is to wear linen. The biblical warning of wearing wool and linen together proves in scientific studies to be accurate. The energy of these two fabrics put together, wool sweater and a top of linen outfit, collapse the electrical field as well as the wearing black colored fabrics. Interesting. Isn't that Yahweh says don't mix the wool and linen? Now science proves it. He says if you kill an animal, eat it overnight, don't let it sit around. Why? Because it'll go bad and you get cholera. He always told you if you go to the bathroom, make sure you take a shovel with you and make sure you go outside the camp. And it's believed by the rabbis that the camp was 12 miles in every direction. That's a long way to the bathroom, boy. See, but what's interesting because they said take a shovel. What is happening in Haiti right now? What is the biggest concern? That those dead bodies that the Bible get rid of them and put them outside the camp. Under the rubble right now will create what? Sickness and diseases. Keep those people in prayer. And they're estimating over 200,000 people that day. It's a lot of people. Anyway, I'm going to move away from. I think you got the picture. Let me go to the. Oh, this is really cool. As drummers hear music of creation. Now they said that just as the difference of the harmonic content allows us to distinguish between a flute or trumpet playing the same note, so the details of harmonic content imprinted in the heavenly. This is what you see here is a picture of the sky, of the heavens. Okay? And they only did like 3%. And they heard frequency. Did you know that each planet has a frequency? Did you know that? How many of you didn't know that? Each planet has a frequency. It actually has a music to it. Now, it's not necessarily all nice, but what's interesting is Jupiter, which is one of the biggest ones we have on our planet, right? It's called, according to biblical astronomers and things, called the king. Did you know that the Jupiter, which basically is a direct protector of the Earth, it's so amazing. The Jupiter, when there is an asteroid coming in this direction, Jupiter has a magnetic field that attracts it, and it does like a boomerang effect. It brings it right into the wrong thing, and it goes, spits it out that direction. And that's the planet that protects us. And it's called the planet the king. Could there be the heaven declare the glory of the Lord? There's so much I'm so in awe of God. Now when you see me teach, you know why I'm the way I am. The more I study this stuff, I recognize that I am water. And I just don't splash all over the place because Yahweh is keeping me together. Every cell of my body is keeping me together by His frequency. Isn't there? What's keeping us for now floating into space? Gravity. What is in the center of the earth? Something that's a magnet that's keeping us pumping. Are we frequency? I mean, this is. Somebody says there's no God. Why are they smoking? I mean, everywhere you look, you get the evidence. I don't know what's wrong with people.
Hallelujah.
All right, so as we see here, it says so the details of the harmonic content imprinted in the. Forgot the name of this thing. Allows us to understand the details of nature, of the universe. Dr. Martin Netherfield Creation Music, listen to this. In the first release of data, it says in April 2000, the Boomerang team was able to reveal only one harmonic peak. Now, according to Andrew Lang of the California Institute of Technology, using the music analogy, last year scientists could tell what note we were seeing, if it was a C sharp or a F flat. I don't know what the heck that means, but you know more than I do. It means it tells you that in the heavenly they can measure the music that is in the heavenly realm. So when the psalm says that the heavens declare the glory of Yahweh, they would not play around. Isn't that cool? Thank you for holding back your enthusiasm. I appreciate it. Now we see not just one, but three of these peaks, and we can tell not only which note is being played. Hallelujah. I believe this is the music that comes from the throne of the Father. I really believe that. And it says, but also what instrument is playing? We can begin to hear in detail the music of creation. The images obtained cover over 3% of the sky. The researchers plan another campaign on the Antarctic near the future. In other words, this, they can tell what kind of music it was. I got a bow from a musician, man. Hallelujah. You don't understand. From you guys that know anything about music, that means nothing to me. But for somebody who loves music, you say, wow. You should get a clue when you say, wow. You missed it, man. Come on. Now, Uri Harrell, which is a friend of mine, produced what is called Music from God, which consists of compositions mathematically derived from the original Hebrew text of the Bible. Harrell believes that the Bible contains many layers of meaning, and that one of those layers is music. In a recent interview, he said, "We made an astonishing discovery of encoded music in the original Hebrew text of the Bible." By the way, this is Now let me move on. This is what Clapney figures. This guy was a scientist. This is, he did it back a long time ago. When he put what? He put sand on an aluminum plate, and he began to play the a violin. And he would change the notes and the tone or whatever it was, and then those little things began to vibrate, and that's what it took, that's the shape that it took. Look at this. That's what your body does when you start singing to the Lord. This is what your body does. You continue to keep creating cells so you can survive. You know, you know that we make fun of the snakes because every so many years they get new skin. Do you know we go through that every 7 days? I mean, I don't know if I'm right there, but you know the stomach? So supposedly the inside of your stomach, it regenerates all the time. A certain amount of days, I think it's 7. Can it be possible that 7 has a very important place in prophecy? 7 days of creation, 7 days Sabbath. Every 7 months, it feeds. There we go. This is frozen water from a Fuji, whatever Japanese word. Then before and after prayer. Before and after prayer. Now here you see, when you say, honey, I love you, you are my queen. You see the smile she gets? But if I tell my wife, honey, you love me, I don't like you, you dress funny, what kind of reaction are you going to get? And then it's just, so reactions of our words. So when Yeshua says, don't call your brother Raka, a fool, whatever. You put a baby in a home that all they do is cuss, all they do is bring you down, all they do is make fun of you, all they do is not ask the whole life, and do not lift them up, what are you going to have? A murderer. Get another kid, not all the time, you know what I mean. Get another kid, you're going to have issues. That kid right there will have issues through his life. He can become somebody different if he changes his life and his mindset. Am I right or am I wrong? Okay, so therefore he has to choose to change his future. Then you take a young boy who is surrounded by love the whole time. He needs to choose right or wrong eventually, but his childhood is going to be a little happier. Am I right or wrong? So what does the enemy try to do? Eliminate the family. Take care of that one. Divide the family, the husband and the wife. Then you no longer have to have a child. Then the whole cycle repeats itself over and over and over. Okay, check this out. Water charged with words, thank you. Waters, here, I kill you. Watch this. Same water molecule. Sorry, they took the water molecule, put I hate you. They put it in a glass cup. They put the words I kill you in Chinese. They did the same thing with the words thank you. And this is what you get at the end. Now watch this. Adolf Hitler. Just by putting the name Adolf Hitler in the glass, they took a drop from that glass and they froze it, and this is what it looked like under the microscope. Even his name is here. This is what they got from about a mile down in the Arctic ice. This is the water that maybe Adam was drinking. Is this interesting to you? Okay, now listen, this is a 3.5 hour teaching on that. I've got 2 minutes. 2 minutes. Watch. Water crystals will show the words of compassion. Do you wonder why Yeshua always said about grace, compassion, love, everlasting love? Because he wanted to restore you from the inside out. Amen? How many of you have never seen these before? Good. How many of you have seen them before? Hallelujah. Did I mention something new today? Okay, good. But it's always good to have people that know what I'm talking about, because it only shows how much the Spirit of Yahweh is moving. Maybe 10 years ago, maybe you would not have done this. Maybe you didn't get sick enough to start looking into a lot of alternatives. Okay? Beethoven's master out, and then you have Bach's A for G string. Is that completely in the same mode? Now, these are wrong, okay? We have to update these, but I just want to make a mention of colors. Each color has a frequency, a musical note, and a note frequency. And these are wrong, you have to update them, but I want to show you as a point of reference that each color, so the breastplate of the high priest in Israel had a frequency. Maybe that's what kept them living for so long. Only 12 priests lived in 410 years. The first temple stood. Real life.
But see, this is really cool because I'm singing and my national key singing is D, but my favorite color is blue. And I had never seen that.
You know, it's interesting. There are people who can see notes when you play the piano. They can see colors. I talked to one. I thought it was nothing. And I went back on the internet and looked it up. There's a lot of crazy people out there doing that. Now, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. This is it. Love and appreciation, you have a hexagonal shape. Condemnation, you have destruction of the molecule. Interesting. So now, how prophetic is that? The wages of sin is death, right? So if you break the commandment, which means you can eat whatever you want, you can do whatever commandment you want, break your mind, whatever you want to do, you lead you to condemnation, which leads you to death, and that is seen in the scientific realm by looking at the water molecule. And I remind you, you're water. And here we have classical music, heavy metal music, young people. I have an issue with calling heavy metal music worship music. Now that's just entertainment. In the worship of Yahweh, you do it His way. Let me ask you a question. Do you think Yahweh is going to use heavy metal music for His worship or classical music? And this is the slide that you all came here for. Then in 1989, a lady called Carolee Harris, 4 o'clock in the area, says there was an aluminum plate, and they did this test, scientific test. They put sand on it, they began to chant the Hebrew letters. Okay, if you don't want to learn Hebrew, fine. But you're going to learn the kingdom whether you like it or not. You can argue whether Yeshua spoke Aramaic or Hebrew. Let me ask you a question. Which is the language that's been restored, Aramaic or Hebrew? That answers the question. Okay, so we can learn from the Aramaic, but we can just settle the matter right now. Which is the language being restored? Aramaic or Hebrew? Hebrew, thank you. No more arguments? Let's leave it. How many people don't want to realize because they don't understand the science? Now, what's interesting, they took a little plate, sand on top of it, and they began to chant. I'm looking at you guys because you're musicians. You guys lead people into the presence, into the worship of the Lord. I want you to know that your job is not just less important than the teacher. We are all doing the same thing. You're leading them through your voices. I'm leading them through the words of Yahweh through my voice. It's the same thing. That's why when I sing the running blessing sometimes, people start crying. Not because I'm that good of a singer, because this is He's using me as a vessel. And for some reason, maybe some of us are tapping into a frequency that is resonating through your heart. It's not because of me. Because we are the vessels that He's using to bring forth His blessing. You understand? So while somebody's just jamming out there and thinking, oh man, I'm looking good, you're thinking, I don't want to run. They hear this, no me. They go, I want to bring them closer to the King. When you say hallelujah and you're being a backup singer, you know, I want to bring them closer to the King. If we approach worship in that manner, then we're no longer looking for our own, long horns. You know what I mean? We are looking to bring people to the presence of the Lord. If we just do that together for maybe one piece, once in a while, He will show up. So what they did, as they began to chant the Hebrew letters, the sand began to take the shape of the letter. This only happens in Sanskrit languages. Sanskrit and Hebrew is a very ancient language. A gentleman that I met, he took me to task on this. He's a believer. And I always tell people, prove me wrong, go back and look it up, do the search, make sure I'm right. He went out and he did it. He's a scientist, he did it. Not only did it take the shape of the block letters, but it took the shape of the ancient paper Hebrew letters. So I'm glad he did that because people ask me, how come not the paper, only the block letters? Those come from Babylon. They're missing the point. It has nothing to do with the form. It's the frequency that has been emitting. Not only did it happen with the Hebrew letters, but also the paper Hebrew letters. So there goes the argument. Thank you very much. So let me ask you a question. When somebody comes up to you and tells you, let's go praise the Lord, you say, Baruch haba, b'shem Adonai. I go, what do you have to do that in Hebrew? Aren't you American? It's not about you. It's about Him. Yes, sir?
When I practiced yoga many years ago, they would teach their meditation to go home.
Oh, is that another mean frequency?
To create peace in your mind.
Right.
I believe the Holy Spirit is showing me that we can meditate Yah and bring in the presence of God.
Absolutely.
That one soul. In the same way that they use it to bring peace to the mind, this is not a mind thing, this is about the presence of God.
Ancient, yes sir.
Right.
Ancient religions understood this principle. Do you think it's a coincidence that the most important, one of the most important words in Hebrew is Shalom? I hope you enjoy today. Now, when you hear somebody pray for you in the Hebrew language, understand that they're tapping into a realm that is completely disconnected with the way we think. If you want to know more about this, the teaching is out there. But you know, the whole idea is that I'm glad that I have an opportunity to challenge you in this area, not to always be thinking that because it sounds different, that it's not true. Yahweh, He created you out of nothing. He knitted you together in the, with the womb of your mother. So therefore, He's bound to do whatever you want, He wants to do. So I'd like to leave you with this blessing. In the text in Numbers chapter 6, it says this way.